A simple answer: think more, move slower, and the city will appear. But I think I have to fill up my 12 minutes, so I have to make a presentation also. The question is, are the cities of today, like New York, sustainable structures for tomorrow? Do we have the right financing strategies? And have we a right sensible planning instruments? There's always an exchange between the transport system and everything around the transport system. And there's always a feedback. Both sides, we have the most important things. We are transporting. These are informations. Transport is mainly an information tool. It's not structures. It's not moving people. If you don't have the right information, you move a lot of people in the right way. And on the left side, you have also the information, of course, and I think there is not a very good understanding. We have talked about different immigrants and so on, but we have much more differences between the different disciplines dealing with the cities. I think we need here a good cooperation and information, understanding each other. I'm starting with the question of sustainability, and I'm using this Kenworthy and Newman's diagram. You see the cities of the United States use a lot of energy for mobility to compensate the deficits, because each of the dots here is one city of the same function. And you see the American cities are urban sprawl cities, use a lot of energy to compensate the deficits of the city. Australia a little bit better. European cities are even better, and the historic European cities are much far east, like the eastern cities here. New York is not so bad compared to American cities. It's the best one. It's a little bit above Europe. But if we look to the different boroughs, these are the different boroughs from New York City, and you see Manhattan is endangered because the shadows of the future will work in this way and will kill all the cities from above, because the sustainable part is down here. if we look to the situation of today, I have got these wonderful figures here. Then we have a very good situation in Manhattan. Manhattan has a lot of public transport, only 11% of trips on cars. But compared to Staten Island, where the people move with the cars because the structure tells them, please use the car, of course. But in general, 60% or 83%, if it add commercial vehicles, of energy is used for vehicles. But if we have a proper and clever look to the situation, because each trip with the public transport is connected at least with two walking trips. And if we count the people moving in public transport, moving in public space, 65% of people trips are pedestrians. And pedestrian is not an issue normally in transportation planning. If we look to the way of sustainability, I think New York is excellent on the way, because car ownership is going down, cycling is going up, but the way is rather long. We need about 104 years to come under the threshold. Financial strategies, well, the question is, does financial structures of the transport system follow market principles, or is our habit stronger than our reason? We are always talking that public infrastructure is so expensive. Why? Infrastructure for cars is, of course, for cities cheap because the state pays. It depends on the circumstances. And I think we have still the vision how transport has to be organized. This is the vision of 1910. Public transport underground and everything above. But you see here is also some light rail already on the way, but there are no cars. What have we done out of this vision during the last 100 years? This. And this kind of system produces a lot of noise, accidents, air pollution, everything. So it would be wise to pack the cars in tunnels, clean the air coming out of the tunnels, and we have a nice environment on the surface, and the city will be slow and strong. Nobody can escape from the city in this case. If we look to the market economy, this is very easy to recognize. Everybody of you can do it within the next 5 minutes. You have just to go out and look on the left side. You have the market economy. This is the parking price in Manhattan. On the right side, you have public space. It's the best thing in Manhattan to live, buy a car, park on the street, and you spend about $500 for living there a month. You will not get any flat for this. You see, we are subsidizing each parking place every hour by $17 in the center of Manhattan. Financial structure, infrastructure produce winners and losers. Public investments into transport infrastructure produce always disparities, and the disparities are even bigger if this transport system speed is higher. It produces capital gains for a few, and there is no feedback to the society. In Vienna, we have calculated how much the society has spent to extend the metro line and how much private owners of land along the stations have gained. It is one-to-one. So it is a one-way street into private pockets from public money. We are discussing not only in Vienna, but also in the Europe context, hopefully in the States also, tax on undeserved capital gains to compensate losers. Otherwise, we cannot keep the city together because the city is the result of the society. Now I'm coming to the last step. This is the so-called future-oriented micro-level of transport. But I think the real micro-level is the organization of parking. I don't have the time to go into this one. But if we look, this is the micro-level for people. And these two. And if you are handicapped people, I think you will have some problems at least to find the right elevation. What we have done during the last 100 years, because the fast transport system has overrun us. We haven't understood the effect of the transport system and what we have produced, a Christmas tree for cars. It's always Christmas for car drivers. I think it is time to ripe this tree and to make the fruits mature. Qualified planning for people. If we look where the money goes here. It don't drive. You see how many people are going with the pockets, with the wallets in the pocket on the sidewalk, and they don't have enough space. And how much space is wasted on the right side? And if we look how the engineers are doing with this unknown element in the transportation field, because the traditional engineering unit is a person car unit, it's not a people. If we do it on the lane, the police will appear very soon. But this I have watched the whole last few days when I was there. Or if you look to the width of a car driver, this is the end of the cycle track. It narrows to zero. It's a new genetic effort to develop the right cycle drivers. But you have very nice pedestrian malls here. But I think pedestrians also are able to walk in free open space. So we have pedestrianized very many cities with big benefits for the economy, with low costs everywhere, and the people tend to sit. They need benches, not parking places. And public transport, you see on the left side, this was the former curb lane. We have cut off the lane from the cars, let the public transport drive in, on the same level go in, and this is a benefit for everybody. And you can also use light rail together with pedestrian areas. I think the future has already begun. You have this very nice solution here, but somebody has forgotten to clean the surface. Well, I think New York has big chances because small qualitative changes can have big quantitative effects in the transport sector. You have to keep the high density, this is wonderful, but you have to add high quality in urban space. You can only make a proper different change for more people. And you have to enhance the functional variety. But somebody I remember has already mentioned the brain. I think we have to add some brain to the structure. Then New York will be a city for the future. Thank you.